she wore all her parts, but she never was found. You think I'd call her back New York to be an artist, but are you anything? You find out that you can't ask your baby to cry. An obsession with the past, it's like the fly. And just a few things are related to the old. You should follow, it's your inside. It's the inside.
And here we are.
Good afternoon, everyone.
You're listening to Tea Time and Tutus with Caroline and Deanna.
Yeah.
And also special guest, my sister Grace.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, here we are. So you just heard Starlight by Muse, which was a recommendation of Grace's.
Good song. I really like
it.
Thank you. Yeah,
I made a good pick there, Grace. Why did you tell me? You told me you had a good beat at the beginning, right?
Yeah, I like the intro, like the bass in the intro, so that's why I chose that one.
Yeah, it's a good way to start off our show, I thought.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Muse is the first concert I ever went to.
Wow, really? Really?
Yeah.
When did you see them?
I saw them in high school, like my junior or senior year. My friend's dad, like, worked somewhere where, like, the office had, like, a box, and so if nobody's using the box that night, someone who works there can just take it. And so, like, we saw them at Madison
really
Square
cool.
Garden.
That was cool.
It was awesome, yeah.
Man, really Grace, you would have liked that.
I would have loved that.
It was pretty fun.
I think they actually came to Boston.
Yeah, a couple friends of mine, they went and saw them.
Yeah, like, apparently a couple weeks ago at, like, TD Gardens they played or something, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently it was a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, they're not my favorite band, but I like the song you picked, Grace. I do agree. It was a good way to open the show today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got lots of music to play today.
Oh, yeah, we got lots coming.
No theme this week. I think it's just kind of whatever we're feeling.
Yeah, well, my theme is whatever Grace wants me to play, I will play. Because I always play, like, disco songs, or I always text Grace for recommendations before I, like, do the show.
And I always deliver. I always give you tons.
Yeah, she does.
That's great. Would you say you guys have similar taste in music?
No.
Not at all?
No. We both like disco stuff.
Yeah, like the older disco stuff. That's fun. But I have a lot more, like, I don't know what I'd call it, sort of synthesized beat stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I listen to more, like, well, sometimes I listen to older things, like more things
Caroline's
mom and dad
more of a
listen
softer,
to.
Older music person. Yeah, or and I'm listen. More of the modern... harder stuff.
Or I'll listen to, like, folksy, like, indie rock type things. Yeah, Grace likes, like, hard rock or, like...
Not hard rock, but just, like, or intense, like, beats.
Yeah,
I'm all about the heavy bass.
Yeah.
Not heavy bass, but...
Yeah. Like, are you still really into, like, she's really into, like, Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco,
yeah.
right?
So, but then also, like, undiscovered artists, like Eden or something, like Eden Project. There's another one. A friend of mine recommended him to me. Super great.
Cool.
So,
Yeah. We have, pretty wide taste of music between
very
the two
diverse.
Of us.
Yeah, very diverse.
My sister and I are, like, the same way, where I like listening to, like, folkier stuff, like, indie pop and stuff, and she likes, like, AC/DC, Aerosmith, she likes the hard rock, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty similar here. Yeah, and then Emma, our youngest sister, likes a lot of, like,
pop
mainstream
stuff
things.
On the mainstream radio songs.
Yeah, like iTunes Top 100.
So mainstream.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. We've taught her some of the older songs. She can, she can keep up with, like, I don't know.
Oh, she knows, like, Fall Out Boy pretty well now, because Grace plays it all the time at home.
She's got time to learn.
Oh,
she does.
She does.
She's got tons of time.
And she appreciates disco.
She does, which is very good.
Which is the most important.
Yeah. Obviously, because it's so dancey and fun, you know.
Dance around the table, screaming. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Always a good time.
I feel like I brought an appreciation of disco to Miller as well.
Oh, you absolutely have. Like, I have rekindled a love of disco this year.
We listen to it a lot.
Yeah, but it's so good.
I know, it's just so fun. Yeah.
We have great dance parties.
Oh, to music. Yeah, you didn't really see them this weekend, Grace, but they do happen. Grace, for all of our listeners, Grace stayed over with me this weekend. Yeah, it was a great time.
Saturday night, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Grace.
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was a good time. Mm-hmm. All right, should we get back to the music?
Let's do some music.
All right, here we go.
Let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while. to say. And watching you. Yeah.
world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Yeah!
Hello again.
We're back.
Back in action, on air. Okay, yes, we are on air. Okay, well, you just heard... Oh, okay, so you heard What Hurts the Most by the Rascal Flatts.
A childhood favorite.
Yes, a real childhood anthem of ours. It was Grace's self-entitled theme song,
You called it my theme song.
Okay, I called it her
theme
song. I
just made a dance to go with it.
Yes, there was a dance.
There was a dance.
I would love to see the dance.
I don't know if we remember it, unfortunately. Do you remember the dance?
There's a lot of, like, finger, like, shaking.
Oh, yeah, it was mostly like, just, like, going along with the lyrics of the song, you know, like, acting them out.
Sounds incredible.
For a bunch of, like 8-year-olds, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it was incredible. And, I mean, I still know all the words, so that'll be a lifelong skill I will carry with me.
Yeah.
Okay, after that you heard We Are Family by Sister Sledge. That was appropriate.
Yeah.
Given the presence thematic. Of my
thank
sister.
You, thank you.
It's played in your honor, Grace. And then All Star by Smash Mouth, and then The Locomotion by Grand Funk Railroad, which was not really a pick today, but it just kind of played on its own accord. So
sometimes that happens on this show.
It does.
Not everything is intentional.
No, but you know what? We decided that for the integrity of our show, we'd let it keep playing.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a...
It was a good choice.
Yeah, you know,
it could have done a lot worse.
It could have gone a lot worse, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, truly, truly.
What is your least favorite song?
Oh. You know the Barbie Girl song?
What? Oh,
that's pretty annoying.
You hate that song?
It's so annoying, though. And there's a remix of it. I found on SoundCloud. There's like a weird remix.
Okay, I
and
guess
it's
like, annoying.
And they're like such high-pitched voices, and they're like singing opera. Oh, God.
That was very
fantastic.
Specific.
That's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah. My least favorite song. I really don't like country music.
That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I hate country,
country music. Not a fan, not a fan.
But I've also, well...
Well, what hurts the most is sort of a country song.
See, that's
and that
why
was our childhood.
I just hate like really song. Hard country,
like the tractor songs.
Yeah,
like things where people are singing about Jesus and trucks makes me want to scream.
Not a fan.
Or
of
like
that.
The song about fried chicken.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I don't know that song. I want to know it.
A song
I
about fried chicken, and it's awful. I can't give you any more details.
We won't be playing that unless it comes on by accident.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even in my music library, so I think we should be safe.
We should be safe for the chicken.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I think that's a weird thing to sing about.
It's like, I could, well, oh, God. It's really something. Anyways, is your least favorite country also, Deanna?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's just, no, I would never choose to listen to country music.
No. Mm. I appreciate that yours was so specific, though, Grace. I don't have a specific song that I really hate. Oh, I don't really like the song Sweet Caroline.
Oh, that's a great one, though. When she comes home from college,
do you always
I'll play it or something. Like last time she came home, I put it on the speakers.
It's a good song, but so it's mad. Just like, it's like when people sing Happy Birthday.
All right, should we play some more music?
Yeah, we should play some more music.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
It doesn't feel the same. given ray. Is it because my life is 10 shades of gray? I pray all 10 fade away, sell the praise them for the 7 days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I believe would bring my life to a new. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for two and gain into your own vein? What a shame you shoot and aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. Yeah.
If I could forget him, I would. Please believe me. And I know that I should throw the towel in, but baby, it's not that easy. Hey, you treat me so much better than him. And if I was sane, there'd be no competition. But I'm in love with someone else, and I'm so sorry. Hey, hey, I'm in love with another man. And I know it ain't right. Hey, you should go and find someone else who can treat you right, give you the world, someone who understands the man you are. 'Cause baby, you shine so bright, and I would just dim your star. A girl who treats you like you treat them. Boy, I know there's plenty women who would love to have a man like you. But I'm in love with someone else. What I did to you, baby. Oh, yeah. I can't explain why it's him and not you. But at the end of the day, baby, I just don't want to. 'Cause he ain't no doctor, nah. And we always seem to fight. He got the perfect body. And sometimes he don't even treat me right. Oh, but when I'm with him, but when I'm with him, hey, when I'm with him, ain't nobody else like it. Oh, and I'm so sorry, baby, that I had to do this to you. But I can't go pretending, because I love him, I love him, and I'm so sorry.
I'm in love with another man, and I'm so sorry. Hey, but I love someone
We're back. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
So you just heard Hiding from Florence and the Machine. Before that, In Love with Another Man from Jasmine Sullivan. And before that, Waterfalls by TLC.
Great choices.
Oh,
great.
Thanks.
Great picks.
So, it's an exciting time of our show.
Mm-hmm.
It's PSA time.
Woohoo! Grace is going to read our PSA this week.
Okay.
Take it away.
Okay. So the Museum of Science presents Wild Africa. Museum of Science presents the IMAX film Wild Africa. Go on a spectacular ride across, over, and through the most dramatic continent on Earth, Africa. Discover the fascinating secrets of this enchanted continent. hang out with a family of mountain gorillas, learn how spectacular thermal geysers help turn thousands of flamingos pink, why the heat beating down on waterless dunes in the Namib Desert forces a lizard to dance, and why it snows on the equator. It's a journey where you'll truly believe the real world is more extraordinary and awe-inspiring than any fiction. For tickets and more information about the Wild Africa IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org, that's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and all the wild things here at WFMO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Grace. This is lovely.
That's great.
Thank you.
Sounds very intriguing, actually. Man, the Africa, that actually sounds really cool.
Yeah.
African Safari?
It's like a movie.
Right. It's like an IMAX
movie. IMAX movie.
Yeah. Sounds pretty cool. Maybe we should go to the Museum of Science.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I'd go.
Yeah, Grace, you would like it there, I think.
I would.
I don't know if I've ever been to the Museum of Science.
I've been once, and it was very interesting.
Cool.
You should go.
Sometimes they have college nights, so you can get them for free.
Yeah, that's when I went.
Of course.
Yeah. I went when it was free.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
we get like free admission to some good places. Like mm-hmm. the MFA mm-hmm. is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Good perks of being a college student.
Yeah.
Woohoo! This is what you got to look forward to, Grace.
I'm ready.
For those who don't know, Grace is a junior in high school, so she still has like a year left, but
yeah.
She will be.
Well, I'm applying in December. So
ooh.
True. But I mean, you have a year left before you go to college.
Well, yeah. But I have to decide in a little under the year.
And what a decision it will be.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Have you like narrowed down what you like at all yet?
No.
That's fine. It's really early.
Yeah. I have time. But like, I mean, I've looked around. I went with Caroline.
Yeah, she saw all the schools I saw.
You saw a lot. You saw like 18. You saw so many.
I didn't apply to 18, though. But yeah, we did do a lot of searching.
So
we looked in a lot of places. And Grace came to all of them. She was a real trooper.
I did. I went to every single one of them.
Because then you can save yourself trips like later in the process.
So much time is saved.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. You actually didn't come with me when I visited Tufts, though, the first time.
No, I didn't. But now I'm here like all the time. So
that's true. So now she...
Who needs a tour?
I could give my own tours.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knows it pretty well, I'd say.
Did you take a tour today?
Info session.
Okay.
No tour.
Yeah,
I was just here.
Right.
And like, I mean.
Yeah, Caroline can probably give you a better tour and info session.
Probably.
So.
Yeah. Probably. I would hope I can since I go here.
Yeah.
Well, they do too.
Okay,
but I mean,
I
you're less likely to sugarcoat anything because you actually go here.
Yeah.
And I'm
your sister. Because you're my sister.
Yeah, they kind of have to stick to the script a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to one of my friends who's a tour guide, and he was like, yeah, like sometimes people ask really hard questions and you're like, well, how do I phrase this that you like don't want to not come here? Like, so, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. it's a hard job.
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
Not something I'd excel at.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd do great, Grace. You'd be fine.
Yeah.
You're a public speaker.
Public speaking and giving tours are different things, my friend.
I think giving a tour is public speaking while walking backwards.
Uh-huh. The walking bit.
It's a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking.
Especially here on the hill.
Yep.
All that exercise, though.
So much.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Huh. Yeah. Well, we can play more music.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go.
Woohoo! Don't laugh at me, Grace.
these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out, not about to lie down for your cause. But you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it. And these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell them you're a keeper, not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things.
Hello again. Sorry for the technical difficulties back there, but we did work it out.
Yeah, I managed to get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just heard Can't Stop from League Street Dive, and She Moves in Her Own Way from Florence and the Machine. Or from the Kooks. Not Florence and the Machine. We just wanted to sign off before the end of our show.
Yeah, just like take another quick check-in. Make sure everyone's enjoying the show and enjoying their Monday afternoons.
Yeah. So we had fun. We hope Grace had fun.
We did. I did have fun.
Grace played some great songs.
Thank you.
Yeah, had some good.
I got some nice requests. Banter.
Yeah.
Sean gave a request. Drew gave a request. Got them in there.
Shout out to Sean and Drew then.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help.
Yeah, thank you. We definitely had an eclectic mix today, but I liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
It's usually pretty eclectic.
It is, but maybe that's a good thing.
Part of the charm.
I think so.
Yeah, so our consistencies are that it's usually eclectic, and we always play Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
So
those are good consistencies to have.
Right?
So yes.
Can anyone guess what's coming up for our last song?
Wow. What could it be?
What could it possibly be? I don't know. But you're about to find
back.
Out. Woohoo! Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Woohoo. Yeah, you sure will.
We've got a few more left before the end of the year.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes. Enjoy the last song.